Looking for a sweater this holiday season? You know, cashmere is apparently so last year. This season, holiday shoppers are reportedly demanding the ugliest, gaudiest, tackiest sweaters. NPR's Eleanor Klibanoff tells us more.
Customers paw through racks and racks of Christmas sweaters. Strangers bond over the gaudy and the grotesque.
Every one of them always is like, "Where do you think is the worst?" And I think I've heard that question more within the last month than I've had in my entire life. They're all trying to win the contest.
Joshua Smith works at Relove It Consignment in Percival, Virginia. Last year, shop owner Michael Oakes had 120 sweaters that quickly sold. This year, he's stockpiled over 1,000 for the Christmas rush.
Hey, Josh, when I bought all these Christmas sweaters, what did you think I was?
Crazy. I didn't think they were going to sell. I didn't, and I was wrong.
There are ugly sweater parties, ugly sweater fun runs, even an ugly sweater party cruise. Walmart, Kohl's, Target, they all sell vintage-looking sweaters with all the bells and tinsel you could want, which is, apparently, a lot.
That right there is a cardinal sin. They're furry. One, two, three, four. Four velvety red cardinals. Holly leaves sequins. Wow, that's...
If you're flying Southwest this season, you might see a sight coming down the aisle. Flight attendant Carrie Anderson has been shopping for the perfect tacky sweater to wear over her uniform.
I figured that I would treat our passengers on the airplane to the tackiest sweater I could find. It's got to be really, really gaudy.
It's a fun way to not feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses when you come to a Christmas party, so you can just be the tackiest, and we can definitely do that.
That's Jennifer Becker. She's about to spend almost $200 on ugly Christmas sweaters. For these customers, there's no such thing as too tacky. $10 gets you a slightly cheesy sweater, while the truly absurd go for up to $40. And people are happy to pay. Oakes has sold 800 sweaters this season.
Beg one of my suppliers, go dig through your warehouse.
The begging and the digging paid off. Yesterday, he received an emergency shipment of 200 more sweaters. Eleanor Klibanoff, NPR News, Washington.
We want to see your most beautifully hideous holiday couture. You can pull it on and snap a selfie and share it with the hashtag NPR Ugly Sweaters. We are on Twitter at NPR Weekend, and you can get me personally at NPR Scott Simon. I won't be wearing one of those. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.